From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately.
Israel accuses militants of carrying out attacks under the cover of protests. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes. Voters in Sierra Leone went to the polls Saturday to choose their new president in a runoff vote. The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Voters Saturday cast their ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying, "The fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear." An official told the French news agency the fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. Yemeni officials are urging the United Nations to investigate. For the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia ordered Britain to cut more than 50 people from its diplomatic missions in Russia. The move comes as relations between the two countries deteriorate further, following the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. On Friday, the Kremlin ordered 59 diplomats from 23 Western countries to leave the country in retaliation for the expulsion of Russian diplomats. Crowds lined the streets of Cambridge, England on Saturday for the funeral of physicist Stephen Hawking, who died March 14th at age 76. The famous scientist's science books and television cameos made him a pop culture icon. Hawking's funeral was held Saturday at the Cambridge University Church, known as Great St. Mary's. As the funeral procession arrived, bells rang 76 times, once for each year of Hawking's life. China's Tiangong-1 space station is hurtling towards Earth and is expected to crash into the atmosphere in the next 36 hours. It's the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. It was scheduled for a controlled crash into the Pacific Ocean, but in September 2016, China's space agency lost contact with the station. The European Space Agency's Holger Krog says there is minimal risk. He says uncontrolled re-entries happen all the time.
The risk, though, on ground is still very low. There have been 13,000 tons of space hardware coming down in the whole history of spaceflight, and there's no single reported casualty.
Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up in the ocean. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said on Saturday that Korea will take part in the next 2 Olympic Games in Japan and China after meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang.
We had a very fruitful visit to DPRK with good results and agreements in different respects.
Bach traveled to Pyongyang on Thursday in a visit that comes after North Korea's participation in the Pyongyang Winter Games helped ease tensions over the Korean Peninsula. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the Holy Bread. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by a decline in oil production, has led to shortages of many staple food items. A new Associated Press poll shows only 1 in 10 African Americans thinks the United States has achieved all the goals of the civil rights movement, nearly 50 years after the assassination of civil rights champion Martin Luther King Jr. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.